By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله عز وجل. I hope everyone is okay. Inshallah عز وجل. We're going to have a very beautiful topic today about a very famous personality in the mazi qareeb, as they say, in the close past, inshallah azawajal. And we're going to learn about his life. And many times you may have learnt about his life, but to be honest with you, every time you have a topic, and maybe that topic has been repeated a few times, but still there's something to learn from it as well. So inshallah azawajal, we're going to start our program with the recitation of the glorious Quran. And as you know, we are on Suratul Hajj, and I think it's the last verses of Suratul Hajj today. Remember, whenever we listen to the Quran, we should always listen to it attentively and carefully so that we can learn something and get the blessings of the Quran. And no doubt, inshallah, azawajal, the Quran, even though we don't understand the Quran, inshallah, azawajal, you will get the blessings of reading the Quran. This is the beauty of the Quran. And have you ever thought of reading a book that you don't understand really, unless it's explained to you, but you don't understand it and you still get rewards and you still get the blessings? That is the Quran for you. And alhamdulillah, today the Quran has been translated into many, many different languages throughout the whole world, and one of them is English. So hopefully all those viewers who are going to be listening to the Quran, it's not going to be in English very soon, inshallah. The English Quran Pak will be in our programs soon. Inshallah, it's going to be dubbed soon as well. So hopefully, let's start our program with the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
اللہ یصطفی من الملائکة رسلا ومن الناس ان اللہ سمیع بصیر
اللہ چن لیتا ہے فرشتوں میں سے رسول اور آدمیوں میں سے، بے شک اللہ سنتا دیکھتا ہے جانتا ہے
يعلم ما بين ايديهم وما خلفهم والى الله ترجع الامور
جو ان کے آگے ہے اور جو ان کے پیچھے ہے اور سب کاموں کی رجوع اللہ کی طرف ہے
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا ارکعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربکم وفعلوا الخیر لعلکم تفلحون
اے ایمان والو رکوع اور سجدہ کرو اور اپنے رب کی بندگی کرو اور بھلے کام کرو اس امید پر کہ تمہیں چھٹکارا ہو
وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجْ
اور اللہ کی راہ میں جہاد کرو جیسا حق ہے جہاد کرنے کا اس نے تمہیں پسند کیا اور تم پر دین میں کچھ تنگی نہ رکھی
مِلَّتَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس
تمہارے باپ ابراہیم کا دین اللہ نے تمہارا نام مسلمان رکھا ہے اگلی کتابوں میں اور اس قرآن میں تاکہ رسول تمہارا نگہبان و گواہ ہو اور تم اور لوگوں پر گواہی دو
فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير.
تو نماز برپا رکھو اور زکات دو اور اللہ کی رسی مضبوط تھام لو, وہ تمہارا مولا ہے تو کیا ہی اچھا مولا اور کیا ہی اچھا مددگار.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, these were the verses of Surah Al-Hajj and many احکام, many rules were explained to us in this verse of the Quran. Now in this verse, you know, Allah Ta'ala has explained that we need to hold the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal tightly. And the scholars, they mentioned that one of the ways that we can do that is to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in every aspect of our life. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we start to do that, then inshallah we'll have a chance to be successful. Or else at the moment, if we do not follow the Quran, we do not follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there could be problems for us in this world and in the hereafter as well. Obviously, as Muslims, you know, we need to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is a guide for us. If we act upon the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, act upon his sunnahs, no doubt inshallah azawajal we will be successful. And like we mentioned many times in the program, success does not mean that we are going to be successful in our business. Successful means that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that if you save yourself from your fire and you enter the gardens of paradise, that is a person who is successful. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very famous saying of his, that my Eid will be on that day when I die with Iman. So may Allah Ta'ala give us death with Iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us a good, happy and prosperous life in this world and in the hereafter as well. And we should follow the lives of those people who followed the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who imitated the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a famous incident that we hear from the scholars of Bani Israel, where a person who passed away and people threw him into the rubbish truck, and one of the reasons that he was a sinful person, but Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to give him ghusl, offer his janaza and bury him respectfully. So he says that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I know this person, he was a very sinful person, how come that he has achieved such a status? So Allah Ta'ala said that, oh Musa alayhi salam, whenever he used to read the Torah, he used to read the name of my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give it love and respect. Because of that respect that he gave to the name of my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hasn't seen him, he's just heard about his name in the Torah, that, oh Musa, because of that I have forgiven this person. Now just imagine, you know, if someone who follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who loves the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scholars, they say, if he can be granted paradise and forgiveness, then what about those people who love and follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, i.e. us, we're Muslims, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what we need to do is we need to try to act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this program, this is what we try to highlight, some of the things that we can do on a daily life. And inshallah azza wa jal, the more we act upon that, the more we will be successful inshallah as well. We have a daily kalam, so let's go and listen to the daily kalam for today inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, ya Rasulallah, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی, تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں, چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ,
رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا,
وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا, کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں,
لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی,
لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, لکھ
دیکھو نازشن کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ عز و جل a very beautiful kalam. Nevertheless, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we are, or you are, watching our program Rise and Shine. A very important topic that we have today of a very famous personality. I'm talking about of our Kareeb Mazi, you know, the close past, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was born in Bareilly Sharif on the 10th of Shawwal, 1272 Hijri, and that equates to Saturday, 14th of June, 1856. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his birth name that was given to him by his parents was Muhammad. Now here, another very beautiful thing is that when you have a child and he's a boy, then name him Muhammad. So if Allah Ta'ala blesses you with a child, then always name him Muhammad. And then you can call him with any other name. Like, for example, my name is Rafaqat. So Muhammad is my name. Rafaqat is the name that I am, known with. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was named Muhammad. And then he was also given the name Ahmed Raza. So his name is Muhammad Ahmed Raza. His historical name that was given to him is Al-Mukhtar, and his kunyat was Abu Muhammad. And Abdul Mustafa, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali used to write about his name, Abdul Mustafa. And there's a beautiful poem of Ala Hazrat that has this name. Khauf na rakh raza zara, tu to hai abd Mustafa. Tere liye aman hai, tere liye aman hai. So Ala Hazrat here, he says Abdul Mustafa. Now Abdul Mustafa doesn't mean the banda of Mustafa. It means the slave, because in Arabic, many words have different meanings as well. Like we say sometimes, the lion of Allah. Yeah, Asadullah. The lion of Allah doesn't mean that he was a lion. It would mean that was his power. And Abdul Mustafa, because Ala Hazrat, he says that I am the slave of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, the word Abd here will translate to as slave. Now, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, at the age of 52, when he went for his second Hajj, Manasik Hajj Ada Karne Ke Baad, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, after he performed the rituals of Hajj, he became very ill. For 2 months, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was ill. And, he would go to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rozai Park, and then he set off for Jeddah Sharif for the ship. And he says that 3 din ke baad Rabig pahunche, ya Rabig, aur Madinatul Rasul ke liye oont ki suwari ki. Isi raaste mein Bir-e-Sheikh pahunche to manzil kareeb thi, lekin fajr ka waqt thoda hi reh gaya tha. So Ala Hazrat Alayhima, as he was traveling towards the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Rozai Park, and he was traveling on a camel, and he says that the time of fajr was very, very short. Oont walon ne manzil par hi oont rokne ki thani. Yeah, so they said that the people who were traveling with the camel, they said that we're going to get to Medina, that's when we're going to offer our fajr salah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he said to his companions, that get off the horse, we need to get off the camel, we need to offer our salah. And at that time, the caravan is set off. Even now, sometimes what these people do is because they want to get to their destination, they've got other jobs to do as well. They're always rushing. Cholo, 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 cholo. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was in this caravan and they were traveling on camels. And it was time for Fajr and the guys would not stop the caravan, the qafila, that we're going to get to Medina and stop because they weren't bothered about their Fajr Salah. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was getting agitated. It was very uneasy, very uncomfortable. And then what happened? They got off the camel and they said to the guy, you go, we don't want to be traveling with you. And then what happened? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali quickly, he came off, he found some bucket, got some water, did wuzu, and subhanallah azza wa jal performed their Fajr Salah. اب یہ فکر لاحق ہوئی کہ طول مرض طویل عرصہ بیمار رہنے کی وجہ سے کمزوری بہت ہے سو اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ بیکاز دا کامل قافلہ ہیڈ گون اینڈ یو نو ہی واز وریڈ اباؤٹ دیٹ بیکاز ہی از بین ایل فار ٹو منتھس سو از ویری ویری ویک سو ہی گوز دیٹ یو نو ٹو ٹریول واکنگ ٹو مدینہ پاک از گون ٹو بی اے مشن تو اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ سیز دیٹ As he was thinking about this, as he turned round, he saw a person with a camel. Maz ajnabi apna oont liye mere intezar mein khada hai, as if he was waiting for Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He thanked Allah Azza wa Jal and he mounted the camel. Usse logon ne pucha ki tum ye oont kaise laaye? Kaha hame Sheikh Hussain ne taqeed kar di thi ki Sheikh yani ki hidmat mein kami na karna. Kuch dur aage chale the ki mera apna oont wala oont liye khada hai. Subhanallah. So he says that we were told by our Sheikh that make sure that you take care of Sheikh Ahmad Raza alayhi rahma. Subhanallah. Usse pucha kaha, jab kafila ke jamal ne thehre, maine kaha Sheikh ko takleef hogi kafile mein se oont khol kar wapas laya. Ye sab meri sarkar ke karam ki wasiyatein thi. Subhanallah. Warna You know, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he says that who am I to do that? It was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who made everything happen. Viewers of Madani Channel, Salah is very, very important. And when you look at the life of these great personalities, the amount of love, the amount of jazba that these people had for Salah. Just imagine if we are in one of that situation, yeah, what do we do now? Another very important thing is that before you set off for any journey, Always plan your route. Yeah, so for example, when I traveled, I knew Fajr Salah was going to be at the airport. So I started to plan that. Okay, my flight is at 6:35. Fajr is going to be ending at roughly about 5:30. So you know, I was at the airport. So Alhamdulillah, I offered my Salah. We went with Mufti Sahab once and there was three of us. We offered our Fajr Salah with the Jamaat at the airport. So you gotta make sure that you have all these things in mind. Never mind. You know, don't go to the airport and thinking, oh my God, what do I do now? And then when you start to panic and then the shaitan will come up and say, why are you panicking for? Namaz maaf hai, safari hai na. And then what happens? We miss our salah. Even in when you are traveling, even in safar, salah is not forgiven. It's not mu'af. Now here, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, what we need to do is we need to make our life evolve around salah. Yeah, not... Whenever I get time, I'll offer my salah. Jila mauka mila, I'll offer my salah. You have to make time for your salah. If you don't make time for your salah, then it's going to be very, very difficult to come into that routine again. The Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would sleep very less. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in his last part of his life, he was very weak and very old. And that people had to carry him. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had to stand up and offer his salah. And this is Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And another beautiful thing of Ala Hazrat was that he used to cry a lot in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's a very famous poem in Hidayat-e Bakhshish. Karun tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karun kya karodun jahan nahi. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, in this poem, he talks about his life. That Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I don't have millions of lives or else I would have sacrificed them all in your way. SubhanAllah. اکثر اوقات آپ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ تصنیف و تالیف میں مشغول رہتے. موسٹ آف دا ٹائم ہی وڈ اسپینڈ ہز ٹائم ان رائٹنگ بکس ایز ویل. محفل میلاد میں ذکر ولادت شریف کے وقت صلاۃ السلام پڑھنے کے لیے کھڑے ہوتے, باقی شروع سے آخر تک ادباً دو زانو بیٹھے رہتے. اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ when he was in a mahfil milad he would sit you know in attahiyat all that time you know and when it was time for salatu salam that's when he would stand up and recite salatu salam char char panch ghante kamil do zanu minbar sharif par rehte. He would sit on the minbar sharif in attahiyat position for 4 to 5 hours, you know, subhanallah. This was ala hazrat rahmatullahi taala ali, you know, babik. When we go to mahfil milad ke na paise chalne and people throwing money and the person When he sees that money, ma'azallah, then he starts to read the same poem again and again. Or a few of them were Naat Khans were there. So I call them so-called Naat Khans, Allah Ta'ala forbid. And it was like as if they were like, pay as you go, Naat Khans. You know, oh, go there, repeat this poem, or else you're not going to get anything. And that is such a sad act. When you do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal's pious people, rahmat descends upon you. So these people were reading the kalam for their own desires for the money. We should not be doing that for the money as well. And subhanallah, the way we are, you know, that you see, alhamdulillah, Amir Ahle Sunnah today, the way he is on air is exactly the way off air. You know, the way he cries in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the fear of Allah, you'll see that Amir Ahle Sunnah cries off air as well. There are many times I have noticed the way, you know, many times Amir Ahle Sunnah, when he's sat in his room, and there's ulama ikram, and he would start to, you know, when the kalam of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recited, he would go into a mode where he would start to cry. You see that on Amir al-Nigran Shura has mentioned a few times, and then you know how he saw Amir al-Sunnat crying, you know, and reading the kalams of Madina Sharif and crying because he's so far away from Madina Tayyiba. Now again, when we look at these kind of things, we need to understand that to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most important aim of our life. We've got a daily reminder. Let's take that and we'll come back and we'll listen to this seerah of Ala Hazrat May again, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
We're human beings. And as such, we are prone to making mistakes. We do make mistakes. We sin. The best of sinners are those who repent. And there are so many ways to have our sins erased. In one narration, which is found in Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal, the narrator, states that the Prophet ﷺ said, charity removes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Allahu Akbar. Water is used to extinguish fire. And that's the similitude that's given. Like that, when you give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sins are removed as well. Your sins are erased and they are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this blessed hadith. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مداحوں کے منہ میں خاک جھونک دو. اس حدیث پاک سے مدنی پھول ملا, اپنی تعریف پر پھولے نہیں سمانا چاہیے. When people talk about you, they praise you, don't think, جناب, you forgot this, yeah. When people say, جناب, پورے مہینے نے روزے رکھ رہے ہیں رمضان نے. And then you say, جناب, رجب تو شعبان نے میں رکھ رہا ہوں. I keep روزے رجب ان شعبان. When people say, yaar, he reads at least 2 pare every single day. And then you ask him, oh, don't forget the Surah Yaseen I read as well. You know, we're always trying to praise ourselves. You know, we're so happy when people praise us. You know, we're so happy when people talk good about us. But when these same people, when they talk about us, our true reality is that whatever we have today is the sadqa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mera har amal bas tere waasite ho. کر اخلاص ایسا عطا یا الہی. سبحان اللہ. Now this is the blessing of knowledge of the deen. Let's just listen to a few hadith of knowledge of the deen. How important it is. سیدنا معاذ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کو یمن پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے بھیجا تو ارشاد فرمایا, اللہ عز و جل تیرے ذریعے کسی ایک کو ہدایت دے دے تو یہ تیرے لیے دنیا و ما فیہا سے بہتر ہے. He says to سیدنا معاذ that I'm going to send you as an ambassador towards Yemen. And he goes, when you go to Yemen, those people who get guidance because of you inviting them towards the deen, because of you teaching them about the deen, then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, that is better for you than the dunya and whatever is inside the dunya. Now, just imagine how many times have we ever thought of this? Yeah, look, I need to teach the deen to so-and-so, to my family members, to my wife, to my children, you know. Why? Because it is better than the dunya and whatever it is that is inside the dunya. Another hadith is, if jisne ilm ka ek bab sikha, the one who learns one chapter of knowledge, ke logon ko sikhaye, to usse 70 siddiqin ka sawab diya jayega. He'll be rewarded with the reward of 70 siddiqin. 70 siddiqs he will get the reward of. Subhanallah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Musliman bhai ko isse zyada afzal fayda nahi de sakta کہ اس کو کوئی اچھی بات پہنچے تو وہ اپنے بھائی کو پہنچا دے. That a Muslim has never given anything better to another Muslim than something good that he learned and that he passed on to others as well. اللہ جس کے ساتھ بلائی کا ارادہ فرماتا ہے اسے دین کی سمجھ بوجھ عطا فرماتا ہے. بخاری شریف. When Allah Ta'ala wants to do good to someone, He gives him the knowledge, the understanding of the deen. Now let's all ask us ourselves as well, how much jazba do I have to learn the knowledge of the deen? But you know, number two, passing it to other people is secondary. First is how much jazba do I have to learn the knowledge? Then I can go out and learn and teach the deen to others as well. But yeh bhi sochein. To pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah azza wa jal, what we need to understand is, you know, knowledge is something that is very, very important. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very famous. You know, he became a mufti at the age of 13 years and 10 months. How was that possible? It was possible because of dedication of the deen, learning and understanding, rather than wasting our time on social media, rather than wasting our time watching films and dramas and all these stupid things. You know, go and sit down, get a book and start to learn that as well. Because inshallah, azawajal, that way we can, you know, leave a legacy behind. Very, what is our legacy? When we die, what is our legacy going to be? What is that thing that people will remember us? Allah Hazrat left Kanzul Iman, a legacy. Today, people benefit from that Quran. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali left Fatawa Razviya Sharif, a massive collection of fatawas, 30 volumes. People would ask him a simple question, he would write a book on the answer of that. People asked him about Ilm-e Ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen. And Allah Hazrat wrote Rahmatullah Ali, a massive completion of Hadith and Quran, proving that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ilm-e ghaib. He wrote a massive book on that title. And that was his knowledge. That was the gift that Allah Ta'ala gave him. As Muslims, my dear Islam brothers, what is the thing that we are going to leave behind? Are we just going to leave a few, you know, pennies for our children? Are we going to leave a huge amount of cash and gold and businesses behind for our children? You know, Islam doesn't forbid that. Islam mana nahi karta. Islam doesn't forbid that. But the other again, what is our legacy going to be? My legacy, if it's going to be money, that's going to be spent. Wo to khatam ho jayega. My children will take over that, and that's it. My legacy is gone. They're not going to remember their father. He's left this money behind. You know, that's why the scholars, they say that the inheritance that the prophets of Allah leave is knowledge. That's what they leave behind. You know, so alhamdulillah, knowledge is something that you would leave behind. So make sure you leave pious children behind that are going to be acting upon the things that you've learned, and then make sure you leave knowledge behind as well. Inshallah, we're going to go learn a bit more about this as well. I've got a beautiful daily hadith today. Let's go and watch the daily hadith and we'll come back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once received news that a well-known warrior hailing from Najd, modern-day Riyadh, by the name of Du'thar. His full name was Du'thar bin Harith Muhrabi. He was not yet Muslim at this time. Now, he had prepared an army to attack Madinatul Munawwara. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam set off with his own army of 400 companions to face them. When Du'athar came to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already entered the city, he hurried forth and climbed the mountains with his army. Now, during this time, an individual from his army known as Habban was captured and went on to accept Islam in the prophetic court. It just so happened to rain heavily on that day. So the Prophet began drying his clothes near a tree. The non-Muslims observed from the peaks of the mountains, finding the companions occupied in their own work and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself. They began to rouse Du'athar to attack the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the former began to say, "If I am unable to kill Muhammad, na'udhu billah, then may Allah kill me." He raised his sword above the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's head and asked, "Who will save you from me now?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, replied, "Allah will save me from you." As soon as this was said, the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam descended and struck Du'athar on the chest with such force that he fell over. And what happened when he fell over? The sword fell from his hands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately took hold of the sword and asked, "Now who will save you from me?" Du'athar responded, "Nobody can save me from you." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, we call him the Rasul of Rahmah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt sympathy for his helplessness, subhanallah. Not only did he forgive Du'athar, but he also returned his sword. Now, if there was an enemy and they were trying to attack us and we got hold of their weapons, we wouldn't necessarily give them back. But subhanallah, this is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Du'athar was deeply impressed and inspired by the noble character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He then recited the kalima and became a Muslim at that very moment. He proceeded to return to his people and began inviting them to Islam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, the mercy and the compassion that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned a person who was not a Muslim into accepting the kalima, into accepting Islam, and then not only that, but preaching it to his tribe. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, to be honest with you, these are hadiths and these reminders, you know, we have them daily in our programs. And one of the reasons is that we maybe one thing is going to stick into our minds and we can start to live a better life. And it is a better life because at the end of the day, if we don't carry on, you know, learning and listening to these kind of things, they're reminders, aren't they? So reminding yourself, reminding your fellow members, your fellow brothers, your family, inshallah, as well, is something that is good. Now, if you look at the life of Ala Hazrat from birth, you know, as soon as he was about 4 years old, you know, his journey started. And from that age until Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma passed away, you know, if you look at his seerat, his life, what was in his life that is shining today? His knowledge of the deen, his willingness to learn about the deen, you know, his willingness is just about to do ibadat. Everything was there. And that's what we remember about these great personalities. And subhanAllah, such a great scholar that no scholar like Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you know, after him passing away, no great scholar of that caliber has been produced. And today, our great scholars that are passing away, you know, we've got so many great scholars that I can mention that have passed away, but there's no one there to take their place. Because now, you know, we rely too much on online studies. We rely too much on these. Alanki knowledge from heart to heart, as they say, or sina ba sina, that is, you know, slowly drifting away. And that is what we need to revive back in our lives again. You know, we've got even Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, we provide a lot of online education. But that online education is for those people who can't go to a scholar, who can't go to a Sunni alim e deen and sit with him and learn. Now, if we all ask ourselves, how much do we learn about our deen? How much time do we spend on our deen? Allah Hazrat alayhi rahma used to spend day and night. In some of the books it is written, he only used to sleep for 2 and 3 hours. And if you look at great personalities, either be the worldly level or the religious level, these people used to sleep less and they used to, you know, give most of their time in learning, in educating themselves. And that's what we need to understand as well. Try to give more time, try to give preference to your deen. You know, theek hai, whatever we are doing in our dunya, we got our business. You know, business kharab nahi hone. Those people, jo Allah ke kaam karte hain, jo those who do the work of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah becomes their helper. And yeah, Allah ta'ala unka madadgar aur karsaz banta hai. Allah becomes their helper. So don't ever let the shaitan whisper in your mind that if I go and if I do my own business and I start to learn about my deen, my business is going to start to get affected. Nothing's like that going to happen. So what if it gets affected? Inshallah, you'll be better in your deen. That's what we need to do as Muslims. And I'll guarantee you one thing. Name me one person who's an alim e deen, a scholar of deen, a hafiz e Quran, who is struggling in his life. You know, these people, Allah Ta'ala will give risk to them. Allah Ta'ala has promised risk to everyone. Yeah, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, he mentioned that all the risk that it comes from Allah. So everyone that get risk from Allah, it comes from Allah. So never have this in your mind that where's my risk going to come. And that, you know, I've never seen any Hafiz Quran struggle for money. I've never seen any Alim Deen struggle for money. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has taken their risk, mashallah, is giving their risk because they have dedicated their time towards the time of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Ta'ala is helping them. And it's a true fact. You know, how many muballighins have we seen that are true people who dedicate their lives towards the deen? You won't find them struggling financially. Why? Because inshallah, because they work for the deen of Allah, Allah becomes their helper. Once you've got this in your mind, nothing inshallah we can distract you from the remembrance of Allah and to work for the deen of Islam as well. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is such a personality that dedicated his time in acting upon the sunnahs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he was such an Ashiki Rasul, subhanAllah, even in the kalams that he has written, where the famous incident where a person came and he says that, yeah, you know, to Allah Hazrat, that, Ya Sayyidi, there's this very famous Nawab, yeah? Now, if you write a poem in praise of that Nawab, he's gonna, you know, you're gonna become famous, he's gonna reward you. And many other poets are writing poems in praise. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he writes a poem in praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And at the end, he says, he writes, the mafhum of that is that, why would Raza spend his time praising you? You know, Raza's deen is not a morsel of food. Roti ka tukda nahi hai, para hai deen, para hai naan nahi. Yeah, my religion is not a piece of bread that I sell and I praise everyone. I only praise my beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. That is the love that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi had. And when people wrote letters to him and the Ma'azallah, they wrote swear words and they talked really bad about them, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, you know, he wasn't even bothered. I'm not even bothered about what they say to me. You know, Allah Hazrat was asked that, you know, he says that at least whilst that time they are talking bad about me, at least they're not talking bad about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, because obviously at that time, there were individuals or groups of people that were, ma'azallah, writing filth about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to reply to them, they used to turn towards him and swear at him and write bad things about him. And he goes, that is brilliant. At least they're not talking bad about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the love that, you know, a person has for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he acted upon the sunnahs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And look at the maqam that Allah Ta'ala gave him. So this proves to us, when we love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will give us that maqam we've never dreamt of. Have you heard of the story of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he was in a wrestling match? That was He didn't do Tawbah at that time. He was a wrestler. And a Sayyid came up and he says that, Ya Junaid, if you lose this fight today, I'll get the winning prize money and I can go and feed my family that I haven't eaten for many days. And Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he's thinking, what do I do? You know, on one side, I've got this world title. You know, people know me. I'm very famous. I'm a very famous wrestler. And if I lose to this person, I won't be able to live in this area. People will talk bad about me. People will shame me. But he decided that no matter what happens, let this Sayyid win so that he can feed his family. So he deliberately lost that wrestling match that day. And he lost his title. And the people, you know, they were shocked and they were amazed. How come this very weak and young person has defeated Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala li? And Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he knew that he's lost the fight, but he did not lose the fight. He actually won the fight. And Junaid Baghdadi, overnight, he became the leader of the awliya of his time. Great Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala li. He is one of the shuyukhs of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala li. If you read the Shajra Sharif, the Qadri Attariya Shajra, MashaAllah, Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi's name is also mentioned there as well. We've got a very beautiful cartoon today, so we've got Ghulam Rasool with us today. So let's take this Ghulam Rasool's cartoon, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh wow, how beautiful it looks. Let me put this color over here. That's nice. Hold on, where's my other block? Yes, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Where did I put my things? I just put it here, but it's not even here. Oof. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Why are you reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad?
It is stated in a blessed hadith that if a person forgets something, he should recite salat and salam. Inshallah, he will remember that forgotten thing.
Have you lost something that you can't find?
Yes, I can't find my stationery pouch and my notebook. I can't remember where I put them.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, I remember now. I know where it is. Let me go and get it for you.
Oh, that's great. Jazakallahu khaira.
There you go, Brother Ghulam Rasool. There you go!
Kanis Fatma, you don't give something by throwing it. These are bad manners. Whenever you want to give something to someone, give it to him in his hand, with your right hand.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. I will be careful in future.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Ghulam Rasool again teaching us about the manners and the excellence of living our life. Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are talking about the life of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And I'm just going to try to come to the end of the program, wrap it up as well. We still got one promo left to show. How Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how did he make time? That's one question that is in my mind and that it is maybe in your mind as well. How did he achieve all of this in just a short span of time that he became a mufti, became a scholar, used to go out and do bayans? So much that he did, you know, he produced scholars. So he hasn't just, he didn't just learn the knowledge. He left the Sadaqai Jariya, the students of Islam, such great students, you know, like Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi, you know, the Musannif of Bahari Shariat. Bahari Shariat itself is a masterpiece. And that wasn't written by Ala Hazrat, it was written by the student Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was a tabib. He was a herbalist, he was a herbal doctor. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said to him that, you know, leave your profession and come and learn about the deen. So he started to study under the guidance of Ala Hazrat and became one of the greatest mufti of our time. And mashallah, he was already a herbalist, but his herbalist and also becoming a mufti, was a great combination for him to give to the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now again, if you ask that question, what was it that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi had that we don't have today? Number one is that he had the jazba, he had the willingness, he had the courage, he had the time, you know, and that time, we have that time as well. We should have that courage as well. We should have that awe and that jazba to work for our beautiful deen as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we see that these things, you know, somewhat in Amir Ahle Sunnat as well. You know, he's got that love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's got that jazba. He's left so many students behind, so many of his murids, mashallah, like Mufti Qasim and Mufti Hassan, Mufti Fuzail, and you know, many other Muftiyan Kiram and great scholars. You know, he's left them behind. You know, and then also, you know, he's written so many books and mashallah, still writing them as we are speaking. So he's spending his time in writing books and, you know, capturing knowledge. And alhamdulillah, if you look at the great books like Fezane Sunnat, Neki Ki Da'wat, Backbiting, you know, Nek Amad, all of these kind, you know, even Madani Amad, if we look at that, subhanallah, this is something that Amir Ahle Sunnat has prepared, you know, to leave behind for the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to be honest with you, we are very lucky that we are the time of Amir Ahle Sunnat. Just like we wanted to be at the time of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, people like Peer Mehr Ali Shah Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Peer Jamaat Ali Shah Sahab, Rahmatullahi, these are the great personalities that, mashallah, you know, have made, you know, things, you know, come true. They spend their time, they spend their efforts, and they were humans, weren't they? But still, they achieved something in a very short period of time, something that we needed to achieve as well. And they've left a legacy behind. And I've come back to that same point again. What is my legacy and what is your legacy? When we die, are people just going to remember us for one day, offer the janazah, stay our grave? I mean, they might even stay at our grave because they won't have that mindset. What has he done for the deen? Chalo ji, jilok aar, we buried him, that's it, gone. And that's it, I'm left. I'm just a number in a graveyard now, nothing else. My name is going to vanish. Everything is going to finish. But you look at these great people. They were not just a number in a graveyard. They were a name that is going to be remembered all their lives. Whenever you talk about Fatawas, you talk about Ala Hazrat. Whenever you talk about a Hafiz Quran, you think about Ala Hazrat. Whenever you talk about fiqhi knowledge, you talk about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. All these great personalities, they left a legacy behind. That's what we need to do as well. That's what we need to strive for. So please make sure that you spend your time in learning about your deen. One of the greatest ways, you know, there's a beautiful monthly magazine of Dawat Islami, Mahanama, the monthly Faisan Madina magazine. Try to, you know, alhamdulillah, sign up to that as well. So it'll be delivered to your door. It's widely available. You know, you might be able to get it from your maktaba and all the previous editions as well. You know, there's many of them that are available. So try to spend your time in learning about your deen. Try to spend your time in learning about the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Promote it, pass it on to others as well. Let's watch this promo video and then inshallah I'll come back to you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
In today's world, majority of the human population are working class people. And to safeguard their earnings, what do? We deposit it in banks. And this is a way of securing our money for a brighter future. But as Muslims, we know our future is not limited to just this world. We have a long path to traverse and our destination is great. But this destination and this path also requires major, major investments. And alhamdulillah, amongst us today, we have Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami has given us an opportunity to invest for our hereafter, that future which everybody will have to face. In the Quran, Allah has mentioned qualities of the muttaqeen, the pious. From amongst those qualities is وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend in our way from that which we have given them. So in reality, whatever we give in the way of Allah, this was given to us by Allah. So this is no great action of ours. Rather, we are returning to Allah what He bestowed upon us. So Allah gives the ability to help Dawat Islami and to become a participant in the religious works. And inshallah, by participating, we will see this great investment when we need it the most, inshallah, in the hereafter.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363450. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Within the last minute of our program, I hope not only did we enjoy the program, but learned quite a lot, and alhamdulillah as well, from the seerah of Ala Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, please take care of yourself. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun